morning, and we have a guest, Mr. Joe.
Yeah, we welcome in the mayor of the great town of West Hartford, the Honorable Sherry Cantor. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. How's Michael?
He's good. He's good.
Did you give him a bunch of stuff to do while you were, did you lose power?
We did not, but my son did, and my mom did for a little bit. So we were the place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
West Hartford was hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Still,
yes,
769 people in your town without power. And I would guess, even though Ray didn't lose it, I would guess it was pretty widespread, right?
Yes, it was. It was all over, north to south, east to west. Yes, it was. And there were pockets, you know, some significant pockets, some smaller pockets. And obviously the smaller situations are harder, or it would take longer time to fix than the bigger, more, more dense areas. So, it's been very challenging. We had over 90 streets impacted.
Yeah.
And 22 completely blocked. So
the governor came out to kind of take a look at this and talk about your situation?
He did, and I've been on the phone with him several times as well, okay. You know, updating and telling him real-time data, but he did come out to take a look. So, and that was already a couple of days in, so we had already done quite a bit of cleaning. We have a full tree crew in our public works department that did a lot of work ahead of Eversource, and then we're waiting on Eversource for de-energizing a lot of the wires so they could help to remove trees and clear streets so emergency vehicles could get through.
Have you had any communications with Eversource? And when you have, what has their response been?
We have regular communications with Eversource twice a day through our town manager. And our fire chief, as you know, we have a council manager form of government,
right.
There's daily updates and I get an update right after. I have also reached out directly to Eversource as well, but the regular routine communications and updates are happening twice a day. And the problem is that the information for residents has not been accurate or timely. And so there was a default message. So residents, I'm getting dozens of emails a day. I'm getting this message. I'm getting this message. What does this mean? And so we check on every single one. But it's just been very, very cumbersome and not efficient at all and inaccurate. And for some people, you know, my wife's coming home from a hospital, she needs ice. And I'm 6 months pregnant with twins and this heat is, you know, whatever those stories are, every individual story. I know a good friend that had cancer that were scrambling to get a generator to provide some relief in the heat. So, you know, they're heartbreaking stories, and one day makes a difference to people. And then, of course, we had the internet disconnectivity during all of this when people are working from home. So you didn't even have the ability to work, not just have a quality of life, you know. So complicated.
Yeah, that's why you're mayor. Isn't that fun? Did a lot of roads get blocked too? Because I know getting around was kind of difficult. Sometimes that's tough for the crews, you know, to get to where the problem is.
Absolutely. So again, our public works did a very complete clean of all the streets that they could without the wires. But with the wires, they have to go through Eversource, and they either have to do an okay that you can, you know, you can clear the debris, or they have to de-energize. And they were waiting. They were waiting around for that. And we asked for at least one dedicated crew to come through. And that took a while. We were probably 2 days delayed in getting that that level of support. So that was unfortunate.
I guess, are they saying, Sherry, that tomorrow night at 11:59 is when all the power will be restored in your town?
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And, you know, I know that the numbers are going down, every hour. So that's the hope. There still might be an isolated situation, but yeah, that's the hope.
All right, Cherry Cantor is the mayor of West Hartford. It's kind of a Mayor Monday is where we are. You know, people, I had a guy next door, and he had a tree go down, okay? Now, he spent the weekend cutting it up and taking everything and dragging it out to the curb. Is the city picking up those things? I mean, some of these are pretty big pieces of tree, or do you have to get somebody private to do it?
Well, we're doing a townwide sweep. I've been announcing it for 3 days, 4 days, today, actually. So we will be doing that. We also we have a green waste pickup that we will, if people tie them. But the debris of this is substantial, and so we have a public works crew working all day cleaning up. And most of our community had pulled their debris to the road. The big trees that need to be cut up might, you know, take some time, and that will probably need a private contractor. We also have our public works department collecting at their Brixton Street location. Jeez. So, but you know, this is pretty unusual. But
we just had the chairwoman of Pura, Marissa Gillette, on, she took a very aggressive tone into what her actions will be and Pura's actions will be to get to the bottom of this and to try to hold Eversource's feet to the fire. As somebody whose town was as impacted as yours was, what do you want to see Pura do?
So I really want to see Pura force Eversource to do some forward thinking and planning for the next emergency. And this is really seemed to catch them on their heels. Number one, they didn't, I think, rate the storm accurately. You know that it's taking a path. We had tornado warnings. You know that's going to mean severe destruction somewhere. So either the path is going one of three directions, further east, right down the 91 corridor, which is sort of the way it went, or a little further west. And Eversource, they're all Eversource states. So can't you deploy crews to support those impacted communities in a timely way, you know, whatever course that goes? So, you know, Cape Cod wasn't hit, Boston wasn't hit. You know, it didn't take that eastern road. It really took that mid path.
Right.
And again, that's all Eversource. Those are all Eversource towns. And so number one is planning and preparedness. And number two, making sure that they are providing accurate information to residents directly. But they were down. You know, the fact that they were down and unable to register complaints and find out where people were down was a real problem. So they got to fix that. And then, you know, they've got to work on the grid, and they have to start planning. We were brought to our knees in Storm Alfred 9 years ago. There was really no difference in the way response, except that we had snow, and so the weather created a longer response, and we were hit a bit harder. But still, there was nothing done to the infrastructure to improve, you know, where we are. So we spent, not only did people lose work, the bringing in all those out-of-state crews, the expense of this, I would like to see what it costs to repair, to bring us back. So there's no investment in future infrastructure. This was just bringing us back. So this could have been money spent on infrastructure improvements so it doesn't happen again. So the resilience, there's been no improvement in resilience, and that's really what we need to do. And then, you know, we obviously the diseased trees, we have to educate people on making sure you check your trees, make sure that they're healthy. And if they're not, you should take them down, because otherwise it will cause you problems.
This is kind of related just for a moment. But, you know, as you know, we've had the COVID thing going. And so a lot of restaurants have expanded, like onto Farmington Ave or onto LaSalle, which I'm sure is great. But, I mean, this had to be a... You know, how many of your restaurants are in trouble? I mean, you're like Restaurant City over there.
We are, and our restaurants, you know, they are loved, and so people have really supported them. And I think, especially if you're out of power, to get takeout food was really helpful, I think. In West Hartford Center, we have all of our infrastructures underground, so that's really helpful. They don't lose power during these kind of storms in general. So, you know, we really, it has been a success story for most of the restaurants that they're kind of holding their own. The question is, when the weather turns, what will happen? Because, you know, we can't eat outside in New England for forever. So, But we are a restaurant mecca. We have incredibly creative restaurant owners that work so hard to bring a quality product to their customers. And anyway, we're just trying our best to work with them and make sure that they are supported. And that's true with a little coffee shop and, you know, shop local and really support your local businesses so they can be here for you when we get through this pandemic.
All right. Sherry, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And we'll talk.
You too. Okay.
We'll talk to you down the road. Bye bye.
Take care. Okay,
West Hartford Mayor Sherry Canter wrapping up our show today.
She's nice. I mean, she had a lot to, you know, she's on it. Got to say.
Very
that.
Good.
And I think she said in passing, this was as bad as it was back in the snowstorm, Halloween storm. I think that's what she said. So nothing has changed. All right. So there we are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.